Stomping ground call out. The closing date is Wednesday, the 29th of October, 2025 at 12 p.m. Stomping Ground is a commissioning group comprised of City Moves, Creative Crawley, Fabric, Festival.org, Paragraph Dance Company, Strike a Light, The Place, and Tramway. We work with artists to develop ambitious, high-quality work created for outdoor spaces that can grab the attention and imagination of audiences. We have supported a wide range of outdoor practices since the group's inception in 2018. Our goal is to support compelling ideas originally conceived for the outdoors that have a strong impact and engage across a broad audience base, and which integrate access for audiences in imaginative ways. Shows commissioned by Stomping Ground have been presented in diverse contexts, including urban, rural, festivals, and high street settings. Stomping Ground has previously commissioned work by Robbie Graham, Breckart and Rosenberg, Joseph Tunga, Paragraph Dance Company, Android X and MHC, Jessica Walker, Richard Chapel Dance, and Francis Baglione, Miss Highlight Click. This year, we are delighted to welcome new partners and to announce a focus for 2026 on dance for primary age children. Partners. City Moves Dance Agency leads positive impact through dance in the northeast of Scotland. Established in 1987, the charity strives to improve individual lives and transform communities by offering a diverse studio timetable, co-designing projects with local communities, and collaborating with partner organisations to promote dance both nationally and internationally. City Moves champions EDI, environmental sustainability, and fair work in everything they do, and focuses their activities across four core pillars: dance health, communities, education, and professional pathways. Dance Live Festival, produced by City Moves in Aberdeen, the annual four-day festival embraces a programme of professional dance and performance events by leading Scottish and UK artists. The festival includes professional performances in traditional theatre venues, site-specific work, films, exhibitions, professional workshops, and networking events. A festival that inspires, celebrates, and champions innovative work. You can find them at www.citymoves.org.uk. Creative Crawley brings arts and culture to life for everyone in everyday spaces across Crawley. We care deeply about the way things are made and who they're made for. Through thoughtful events and collaborations, we craft experiences that connect people, celebrate local, national and international stories, and make creatively feel welcoming, meaningful and truly shared. You can find them at creativecrawley.com. Fabric is a strategic dance development organisation based in the Midlands. We harness skills, knowledge and expertise to create expansive programmes that benefit from the scale, scope and success of our original individual organisations, Dance For and Dance Exchange, and our collective expertise building on a combined legacy of 60 years. Our mission is to create the conditions for dance to thrive through curiosity, disruption and joy. Guided by our approach and informed by care, openness and rigour, our work is shaped by our four cornerstones: research, engagement, sector development, showcasing and performance. Fabric is the producer of Not Dance Festival. You can find them at fabric.dance. Festival.org is one of the UK's most ambitious and prolific outdoor arts producing organisations. We set out to raise the ambition, quality and diversity of outdoor performance produced in the UK. Beyond our flagship annual festival, Greenwich and Docklands International Festival, GDIF, we manage the National Global Streets Network and are a founding partner of the Without Walls and Stomping Ground Consortia. Festival.org plays a distinctive strategic role within the wider outdoor arts sector, working with culturally diverse artists, introducing new artists into the outdoors who might previously have worked in building-based contexts, pioneering new approaches to access and audience engagement, and developing new outdoor work with deaf, disabled and neurodivergent artists. You can find more about them at festival.org. Paragraph Dance Company was originally established by Abba Desai in Ahmedabad, India. The company was re-established in the UK by Urja Dazai Thakur in 2005 as a platform for contemporary female-led vision of Kathak dance, as well as a vehicle for education, talent development and future generations of professional artists. Pagrav invigorates the classical form of Kathak with modern British context, design and presentation. Tracing our roots back to the traditional stories, Pagrav celebrates the power of dance and dance making to empower people and to change lives and communities. You can find more at www.pagravdance.com. Strike Alight is a non-venue-based organisation in Gloucester. We work alongside communities and exceptional artists to produce unforgettable experiences in community spaces that inspires, engages and renews community pride. We combine top-quality, ambitious contemporary artistic work with on-the-ground relevant community engagement. We bring Gloucester alive with exciting cultural activity that genuinely connects with residents. We are excited by performance that helps create social change, is diverse and champions underrepresented voices. You can find them at strikealight.org.uk. The Place, London's creative powerhouse for dance development, has been leading the way in dance training, creation and performance for 50 years. In changing landscapes, our vision for the future remains steadfast. We are powering imagination through dance, championing new ideas, embracing risks and creating a dance ecosystem unlike any other in the world, with optimal conditions for dance artists and enthusiasts to realise their full potential. The Place is home to London Contemporary Dance School, an extensive theatre and artist development programme, education projects, a range of classes and courses, and a nationwide touring model. As a pioneering dance organisation, we are committed to creating no barriers access to exciting dance experiences and opportunities for everyone, offering a diverse and dynamic theatre programme for audiences, empowering artists and dance makers, and giving young people access to the highest quality opportunities to touch their lives with dance. You can find more at www.theplace.org.uk. Tramway is a world-renowned art centre in Glasgow that is locally rooted and internationally connected. Tramway's mission is to engage, inspire and stimulate meaningful dialogue between artists and audiences by commissioning, presenting and hosting a dynamic year-round programme of free exhibitions, performance, dance, live art and engagement events. Tramway is managed by Glasgow Life, the charity that leads culture and sport on behalf of Glasgow City Council, and is a Creative Scotland multi-year funded organisation, RFO. You can find more about them at www.tramway.org. The Commission. We are looking for a short solo or duet tourable to primary schools, festivals and other public spaces around the country. The piece needs to be suitable for performances in school playgrounds for primary age children to be presented as part of the Place's playground tour in summer 2026. We also expect that the commissioned piece will be suitable to tour to other outdoor festival contexts offered by the Stomping Ground partners. The piece should be created with children as the primary audience in mind. However, we welcome proposals from artists interested in adapting aspects of the work for presentation to broader audiences in a festival setting. Small in scale doesn't mean small in ambition. We are looking for ideas which encourage curiosity, discovery and joy, and want to commission works that are dynamic, engaging and centre innovation. In your application, we encourage you to think about what makes your idea particularly exciting for children. We know, for example, that children respond well to humour, high energy, decisive and bold movements. You might also be exploring a theme currently on the school curriculum or ask questions that will spark children's curiosity. We are particularly interested to hear from artists who incorporate dance styles which are underrepresented in the sector. You don't need to apply with a completely new idea. You can apply with a piece that has already had some development if it hasn't toured yet. We are expecting to build opportunities together with the artists for testing the piece with groups of children during the rehearsal process. This will be done in collaboration with the commissioning partners who are specialised in producing works for schools and wider outdoor contexts. We are inviting applications from UK-based artists who define themselves as having an established practice and track record of making and presenting high-quality work. We encourage applications from artists with a range of lived experiences and from a range of backgrounds, and we particularly welcome applications from those who are underrepresented in the dance sector, including artists from global majority backgrounds, artists who identify as LGBTQIA+, deaf, disabled and neurodivergent artists, and artists from lower socioeconomic backgrounds. The offer. The selected piece will receive a commission of £20,000, up to 2 weeks of studio space in kind at the Place, guidance on producing outdoor work for children, and performance opportunities with the commissioning partners. The piece will be co-produced by The Place as part of the Playground Tour 2026 and go on a 5-week tour around schools and family festivals. The Stomping Ground partners may offer presentation opportunities which will be negotiated with the commissioned artists and which will be subject to additional touring fees. Artists are not expected to raise additional match funding. Production, budget and timeline considerations. Applicants should consider the parameters below when submitting their idea. Production parameters. A solo or duet, using dance or movement as the main medium, for children aged 6 to 10 years old, up to 20 minutes long, followed by a Q&A when touring to schools. Minimal props, which can be packed easily and transported in a small vehicle. Can be performed on a variety of surfaces, e.g. concrete, astroturf, grass, or with a light and transportable flooring, e.g. mats. Can be performed twice a day. Can be toured with one technician. We encourage applicants to detail in their application any adjustments required for access needs. Budget parameters. We're expecting the project to be made with 3 to 4 weeks of rehearsal, 1 or 2 understudies. The piece's presentation cost should be £2,000 maximum per show days, including travel, accommodation and per diems. The Place will manage the playground tour and contracts the performers separately. Performers will be paid a minimum of £660 per week plus holiday pay. If invited for interview, you'll be asked to send in advance a creation and touring budget. Timeline parameters. The piece should be ready to premiere in June 2026. Available tour for 5 weeks throughout June and July 2026. The commissioning partners will be given the priority to book the work for their festivals and outdoor events. You can find more information about the playground tour on The Place's website. What we're looking for. We are looking for ideas that are innovative, engaging and dynamic and which respond to the way the world is now. In your application, we encourage you to think about what makes your idea particularly exciting for children. We know, for example, that primary audiences respond well to humour, high energy, decisive and bold movements. You might also be exploring a theme on the school curriculum or ask questions that will spark children's curiosity. We encourage you to think about how your work will work in other outdoor contexts, how it can appeal to both dance and non-dance audiences, committed attendees and passerbys. We are open to receiving ideas for adaptation of existing indoor works reimagined for outdoor, but we will want you to strongly demonstrate how the piece is suitable for outdoor performances. We are asking applicants to demonstrate in the form how access is considered in the way the piece is made and how it communicates with an audience. We are keen to hear from artists who want to explore more sustainable ways of making and touring and who explore themes of environmental sustainability in their work. We will ask you to talk about your collaborators and the performers for your work you're applying with. We are interested in hearing about how the skills and experiences will contribute to making a high quality work. Eligibility. Artists applying must be based in the UK, be applying for a work with a strong and distinctive movement element. We welcome applications from dance artists as well as artists from other disciplines who use movement in their practice. Have previous experience of making and touring high quality work in different contexts. Not apply with a work that has been submitted to Stomping Ground before, unless it has further development since applying. Not currently be in education, unless at PhD level. We are interested in hearing from artists who we haven't worked with before, as well as artists who we have existing relationships with. How to apply. To apply, please fill out the application form, which is linked on the website. You can submit your application via video, and please follow the instructions in the application form. A PDF version of the questions is available, and if you're having trouble using the form, you can contact at producing@theplace.org.uk. If you require any support during the application process, or if another format or application process would be more accessible for you, please contact producing@theplace.org.uk and we'll make the appropriate arrangements. Please also complete one of the Equal Opportunities Monitoring form, which you will find in the application form. The Equal Opportunities form is optional and will help us to monitor whether our call-outs are reaching groups that are underrepresented in our programmes. These forms will be reviewed by our HR team and will not be seen by the shortlisting or interview panel. Important dates. Thursday the 16th of October 2025, 9 a.m. till 10:30 a.m. Online application workshop focusing on making work for children and for outdoors, which is BSL interpreted. Please email producing@theplace.org.uk to sign up. Wednesday the 29th of October 2025, 12 p.m, deadline for applications, and that's midday, 12 p.m. Tuesday the 2nd or Wednesday the 3rd of December 2025, online interviews. Shortlisted applicants will be notified by Friday, 21st of November 2025, if they are invited for an interview. If you have any questions, we would encourage you to read the application guidance carefully. If your question is not answered here, please email producing@theplace.org.uk. Selection process. The selection is carried out by a panel of producers and programmers who work in the partner organisations. If invited to interview, you'll need to tell us a bit more about your idea, how you'll use the resources, money, strategic support to make the project happen, and show how your previous experience will support you in making work. You will also be asked to send in advance a creation and touring budget. You will be notified of the interview panel when invited to interview and will be offered a fee to prepare and attend the interview. Access costs. The partners have a budget to support access costs for applicants to prepare for and attend an interview. There is no additional money on top of the commission to cover access costs in the making of the work. In some cases, support workers and/or access equipment and technology can be funded via access to work funding if support is necessary and relevant to you. For more information, visit the government website or check out the Disability Arts Online Handy Guide to interpret the Access to Work rules and official guidance with specific advice for the arts and culture sector. Examples of previous commissions. Diva by Paragraph Dance, Stomping Ground and Playground Tour, a collaboration between Urja Desai Thakur and Hiten Patel, which seeks to question and challenge subconscious biases towards brown skin whilst exploring playful and engaging ways to invite unsuspecting publics to reconsider their biases. With British Sign Language integrated, four dancers moving to classical music, wearing classical Indian garments, envelope and urban outdoor locations as the piece unfolds. Future Cargo by Reckart and Rosenberg, Stomping Ground, an outdoor dance spectacle performed on the back of a 40-foot haulage truck. It transports audience with an otherworldly experience using binaural headphones. Future Cargo has toured across the UK and internationally since 2020. Tread by Walker Movement Theatre Company, Stomping Ground, an outdoor show created for alternative spaces using a treadmill to discuss internalised frustrations with the black experience. This entrancing and hypnotic work has a cast of six dancers of African Caribbean descent who stride, amble, trip, dive, pant and tread their way through landscapes and hellscapes of their evolving worlds. The album School Edition by Say, The Playground Tour, a short, high-energy, interactive duet created by Say, Sarah Goldinger, Yukiko Masui, celebrating the joy and innocence of making up dances in the playground. This piece is a part of a series of work called The Album, exploring a collaboration between Say and music artists. You Too Can Tutu by Gandini, The Playground Tour. Gandini juggling brings a captivating fusion of grace and playful precision to new audiences, this time with a mischievous twist, a witty take on classic ballet storytelling, following two ambitious characters determined to create the world's first juggling ballet. Book for Shorts by Berg Gang, The Playground Tour, an interactive and lively show where two opposing characters discover that their personality differences make them stronger when they work together. The children are directly involved in the storytelling, voting on who their character is, and are invited to participate by dancing along.